Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, we're back. A Victory Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, a Victory Monday. I almost forgot what this feels like. Eagles win, 31-0. Ike, your thoughts.
Victory!
Oh, there we go.
My Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
Well, you
I
know,
tell you.
That was a good one from you. That was solid. It's been a month.
I mean, listen, I complain on the way in, and you cut the lights on, and I'm there.
Yes. You said, you're like, I don't know if we're going to do a big one today. And I said, really? And then you let loose, man.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. Listen, that was a big win yesterday. 31-0.
Yep.
A shutout.
Yeah.
As a defensive guy, you got to be happy when you get an egg put up there on the board. I didn't even realize we shut somebody out in 2018. I thought we was going back to the 90s.
Who did we shut out in 2018?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think we had a shutout when I was playing here. So I didn't remember the last time the Eagles had a shutout. So they shut somebody out in 2018. Either way, that was a great defensive performance yesterday. Should be expected going up against two gloves, Pickett, and that offense. Are you kidding me? Pete Carroll, you ought to rethink this thing, man. Listen, I understand there's nice benefits here, and you're working on a Hall of Fame career. My goodness, you're getting your back beat in every weekend. Pause. With this team. Now, let's get to the main course here, and that is the offense. That is the offense. And if we're talking about the offense, first of all, shout out to all the fans that got out there yesterday. I appreciate the no standing ovation. That was a topic of discussion. It actually was a topic of discourse for us on the pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
No one gave a damn standing ovation. I can appreciate that. They opened up the game with a 13-play drive over 8 minutes. How many third down conversions? Like 3 or 4 on that drive. I mean, they're dinking, they're dunking, they're hitting, they're swerving. They're all over the place. All over the place. They're running. That was a good game yesterday from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, see, that's, Spike, Fritz, that's the type of game that I'm talking about we need. If you notice yesterday, all that magic, all the magic they tried to pull out Monday night, in Los Angeles with this, oh, this great offense, great play designs, cross the middle, all that nonsense that everybody got excited about, even after five turnovers, they went back to the meat and potatoes yesterday. Meat and potatoes yesterday says stick with the running game, even if it's not working, and let Jalen work those hash marks to the numbers to the sideline. Big play to Devontae down the field. How many times did he hit Dallas Goedert out in the flats, outside the numbers? Even got A.J. right down the hash for his final touchdown. And he threw it with confidence yesterday. He threw the ball with confidence. I mean, he should have had four touchdown passes yesterday. Goedert should have had three.
Yeah, Goedert dropped the one.
Yeah, yeah. He should have had three right there. So it was a perfect game. A perfect response, a typical Jalen Hurts response when there's a lot of chaos around his play and his standing with the team. We know the noise that was out there last week. We certainly contributed to it. Quite frankly, it was justified. You lose three games in a row and you're coming off five turnovers. I don't care how sensitive everyone else is out there about it. Anybody that's complaining about it is well within their right. So I don't apologize, or neither should any of you apologize for being critical after Monday night's game. But I like what he came back and did yesterday. I like the fact they dialed the game plan back and got to being doing things that he's more comfortable with. I'm almost both feet back in the boat.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm almost both feet back in the boat, Spike.
You are not really.
I'm just saying. What Saturday night is a big game. On the road, a better opponent. If I see what I need to see Saturday night,
yeah,
we might be headed to Santa Clara.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
A vacation?
No, man. I'm just saying, man. If I see what I need to see Saturday night, we take care of business. You know we're beating Buffalo. You know that. You know we're going to Buffalo, and we're going to beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You know this. Jalen doesn't lose these type of games.
Okay.
We'll lose to Dak because he plays us twice a year. So we normally split.
Right.
Everybody else from an elite quarterback standpoint, Jalen usually outplays them. So on the road or at home, we just need to take care of business Saturday, and I'm both feet back in.
All right.
And that's both. B-O-A-F.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it ended up.
You got that, Fritz?
B-O-A-F. All right.
Both.
Cool. 215-592-9494.
By the way,
yeah,
the last shutout was the last game of the season against Washington.
Okay.
In 2018. 24-0.
Yeah.
And Ike, during your entire career, you did not have a shutout.
Yeah.
But in 2002, you had three games where you held the opposing team to just a field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's not a shutout.
It basically counts.
That 0-2 team was a pretty good defense, man. I think we gave up 13 points a game that year.
Wow.
Check.
Wow.
I played a little part in that.
That's right.
Little part.
I say we a lot. That's
little.
Because I contributed some.
That's right. That's like me on this show.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Come on, Spike.
Well, the good thing.
Get excited.
Give it up.
All right. Relax. The good thing about yesterday's game was there was certainly a version of yesterday's game where they win 17-9 or 20-12 and everybody is pissed off afterwards. 100%.
Sure.
So we didn't get that.
Yep.
We got an efficient game from the offense, a dominant game for the defense. They win 31-0. But like there seems to be a conversation going on that you're bordering on that they might be back.
Mm.
And everyone seems to think that they proved something yesterday. They didn't prove anything yesterday. Here's the lens you have to put things through. The lens that I always put things through when I'm thinking about, am I making the right judgment about what the Eagles are going to do? The lens I put it through is, what would we say if the Cowboys did this? What would we say if the Cowboys did this? And if the Cowboys went and beat the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0 and they bragged about it and they thought, okay, we're back, we're challengers now, we would all laugh at them. What we played yesterday was the worst team in the NFL, who was coming West Coast to East Coast, a dome team playing in freezing cold weather where there was snow on the ground when they came to the game in the morning, who did not want to be out there. An offense that didn't want to compete, a defense that maybe had two players that wanted to compete. And yes, did they go in there and they took care of business and there's something to be said for that? Does it mean that they're maybe not going to crumble this year and that they are going to, you know, sort of run through the finish line at the end of the season? Sure, all of that stuff is true. But they didn't prove anything Like, we don't, was it a nice Jalen game? Sure, it was a nice Jalen game. And I'm glad that he finally decided to run the ball, something I've been saying to do for 3 weeks. But, like, the only way that we can actually believe that this team has any potential to do anything this year is if we see more of it over the last 3 weeks of the season. Now, they go, they win all three games.
It's coming.
Maybe. They go, they win two games, and maybe the last game doesn't.
We might not need the last one.
Doesn't mean anything. Then maybe if they decidedly, because they're going into a Washington team. What's Washington? 3-10, whatever they are. That team is done for the year. Mm-hmm. They go and they beat Buffalo in Buffalo. That means something. Mm-hmm. But that game yesterday did not mean anything in terms of the conclusion that we should draw about what this team is going to. They still couldn't run the ball yesterday, which is something that we've seen. Well, they ran, what, 35 times for 120 yards? Yeah. You know, there was nothing. Look, did they go in and they beat a bad team the way they should beat a bad team? For sure. Does it mean anything about the trajectory of this team this season? I don't think it means anything.
One more win, both feet back in.
It was the worst team in the league. One more win against a 3-10 team?
That's momentum. It's on the road.
Sure.
We get two wins in a row. We got a big game coming up against Buffalo. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm just saying I can see where this thing could sort of start to turn in the right direction. We had to go through a little bit of adversity. Listen, last year we started the season off with adversity. 2-2.
For
right?
sure. Yes.
This year it just came a little later. So we had a three-game losing streak later in the season. So it's a different story being told. But we could still have the same results. This is still a championship-tested team with championship DNA that needs to get out of their own way. And with a win like yesterday does, for more than us, Spike, quite honestly, it does a lot for them. They've been rolling around in muck for 3 weeks, blaming each other, pointing fingers, trying to figure it out. And yesterday it was a complete team effort. Everybody contributed. And it should show them what they're capable of doing when they play together and they're all on the same page.
I would agree it might mean something to them.
Yeah.
For sure. But when I look at, I still say to myself at the end of the day, what do I trust about this team on offense? And the answer is nothing. So could they change?
You gotta trust the quarterback. The coaches, I don't know what they did, but they said, you know what, let's go back to doing what we normally do. They stick to that game plan?
They played the Raiders. That's what they did. They played the Raiders. The amazing, just amazing move from the coaching staff to dial up the worst football team in the NFL to play on Sunday. What a turn of genius from Nick Sirianni.
Hey, they got Max Crosby over there.
They do. That's one
Devin
out of
White,
11.
Devin White.
Dude, poor Max Crosby, by the way. You see his pregame speech?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no one wants to see us in Philadelphia today.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we do.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that want to see you in Philadelphia.
It's get right day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles are back, or was that just the Raiders? Corey and Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Yeah, see.
Jordan.
I said I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it, baby. We back. Hey, listen.
You are so pathetic.
Listen, hold on, listen. The Raiders just put up, 17-20 on the best defense Broncos last week? Did they not?
Who cares?
Who cares? They put up 20 points on the Broncos.
They really put up 10 points, and they got an, oh, by the way, touchdown at the end of the game. They put up 10 points.
Zero. Russell Westbrook number. We zipped them. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time we did? Listen, I ain't going to get carried away.
Hey, you're already carried away.
Listen. When I look at this team, this is the thing with me. I'm not afraid of none of these teams. And people, I get you want to say, ain't nobody afraid of us. That's cool. But I'm talking about my list. I'm not afraid of these teams in the postseason. I'm like, I might be Santa Claus. Micah Parsons go down yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Devontae Adams go down with a hamstring yesterday. We get Lane Johnson back. We get Jalen Carter back. Hey, man, look. And I don't know if y'all noticed this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
But Tank Bixby started, toting that wire. All of a sudden, Saquon knew how to run when he got back in the game. I don't know. All I know is all season he couldn't run. Put Tank in there, we picking up yards. Saquon come back. Now he looking like a little bit like last year's Saquon. I don't know. I you know what I'm saying? Somebody said
motivation.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, this week the Commanders, y'all know what it is. You know, Commanders, we got something for y'all. And then – y'all know in 2 weeks. I ain't going to get carried away. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get carried away. But the MVP, you got to see me, baby. The MVP, you got to see me. And then we were going to the two or the three seed. And then whoever. I want the 49ers. I want the 49ers got to come to the league. You know what I'm saying? 49ers got you to come to the league. That's what I want. I'm looking
ahead.
Can
I ask you something, Corey? Can I ask you something? Do you really believe all this, or are you just trying to prove you're the biggest Eagles fan in the land?
This is the thing. Y'all hype this up, and I'm not even going to compare. This team don't look like the team last year. I get all that. But y'all, last year going to the playoffs, there's a lot of similar vibes. You was telling me about all these teams, the Lions I'm supposed to be afraid of, the Green Bay Packers, 14-win Vikings, all this. You the same guy in that same seat. Y'all had the old seats. Y'all ain't had a nice king chair yet. Y'all had the same seats. You was telling me all these guys I'm going to be afraid of. And all I know is when it got to the postseason, everybody thought it. When it comes to the postseason, don't no quarterback got more wins in the NFC than my guy. Okay? That's all I know. So your guy Stafford, all these other Jordan Love, when it come to winning in the postseason, none of those quarterbacks he got to see got more wins than my guy. And that's what I'm putting my faith in. You know what I'm saying? There's no fear. We back.
God, he's excited. Oh, my God. You make me so embarrassed to be an Eagles fan.
There's no fear when Jalen's here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Corey. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. If Cowboys fans acted this way after a 31-0 victory over the Raiders, we would point and laugh at them. Like, it is a good win, but we all need to keep a little bit of perspective about who they played and who they have. You know, like, that's all. It's just it's a game against a bad team. It's a good game. It was a good game. It was a cautiously optimistic game, not a we're back game. That's the difference.
I agree, but it's more about how we looked and how we played and how they didn't overlook this team, and then you didn't go out there and get a sloppy win because you didn't show up and the Raiders just weren't good enough, so
three
somebody
penalties
had to win the game. Yeah, so you had three penalties. You didn't turn the ball over. You got a turnover with Zach Bond with his interception. So, like, it's the formula for success with this football team. And I'm telling you, the sooner everybody gets on the same page as far as we have to do enough to win as an offense. I was arguing with Hugh yesterday about this. He wants to push this agenda of the offense needs to play to a certain certain standard and certain expectations, and this is what they need to look like, and or it's not good enough. That's stuff you do early in the season when there's still a lot of road ahead of you and you have room to improve. We are who we are right now. And we're going to win with this defense and making timely plays offensively and taking care of the football. And the great thing about the NFC this year, other than the Rams, I think that's enough to beat any of these teams.
Oh, sure.
I think that's enough to beat any of these teams. And if your defense shows up in that NFC championship game, then maybe you do enough offensively, whether it's here or whether it's in Los Angeles, you do enough offensively that you can win that game. I'm just saying the wins and the method of winning has to become comfortable for us, meaning we just got to get the W's.
Well, and when you say us, it's got to become comfortable for them.
That's who I'm talking about as well.
Right.
That's who I'm talking about as well.
Like, I think what you're saying is like, yeah, I think, you know, 14 points or 17 points is not going to beat the Rams.
Sure.
But we're not going to face the Rams until the NFC Championship game anyway. So let's win the games we can win, and when we get there, we'll
– Dan, if you got to add stuff to your offense
we'll
and do something different, then that's what it is. But we got to get there.
Yeah, I
get there.
Now, the guy who was not happy with the wins a win has been getting the ball for the last 4 weeks and looked a little happier yesterday.
Oh, at the end, for sure.
At the end, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe
– Well, it was close because we needed to get that in there, as we might have had a different post game.
Right.
So.
Might have. Yeah.
So we got that touchdown in there at the end.
And when Spike told me to quit, begged me to quit, I didn't quit.
What?
We closed out a parlay yesterday on that A.J. Brown touchdown.
Oh,
Spike. Come on,
congratulations.
Man. Come on, man.
Congratulations.
That's why he brought it
up. It's only been, what, 7 weeks since you won a bet?
Hey, only one deposit.
Yeah. 215. You keep saying that.
You keep saying that.
It's obviously a lie.
No.
It's a lie, Jack. There's no way you can't bet all year on one deposit.
Hey, take it down.
Especially when I hear about every one of your wins.
Hey,
and I've only heard about two wins.
Hey, tone it down.
You're just lying.
This is like when I talk to Walker in the morning.
Yeah.
I made three deposits on Thanksgiving.
Three?
Oh, well, okay. That's something we didn't hear about.
$10 $10 a piece.
Yeah.
But you know what? FanDuel missed me. And they gave me some free money.
Yeah, there it is. And I'm sure that won't work out in their favor.
It never does.
Yeah.
It never does.
I'm sure that'll just end up in barrels of cash for you.
That's just good customer service.
Scrooge McDuck swimming in gold.
That's just customer service,
right,
Mike. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Did yesterday mean something, or is it just the Raiders? It was just the Raiders. This is what I ask before you get ahead of yourself. Mm-hmm. I just ask you again. Ask yourself this question. If the Cowboys had done it, what would, and their fans were excited about it,
mm-hmm.
what would your reaction be? That is the question I ask.
It's been 3 weeks, Mike.
It has been 3 weeks. We can be happy about
yes.
it. We can be happy about
I was
it.
Say, we've been miserable for 3 weeks.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll hear what Jalen had to say about the game right afterwards.
In a Yankees hat.
Yeah, Jack will break that down. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm super excited to tell you that one of my favorite events of the year is happening this Thursday. Yes, I'm talking about Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Now, it's a night you just can't miss. I'm talking food, drinks, huge savings on merchandise, and the Mark's team helps you pick out the perfect holiday gift with no stress and no guessing. Guys, get yourself a gift too. Yeah, you got to get some for the fellas. Guess who's going to be there? Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger will be on site signing and selling his updated version of the 2025 Eagles Encyclopedia. Again, that's Men's Night, December 18th, this Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. only at Mark's Jewelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.